Panunghod, Yevod po, Yevod Buinser po. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we just heard of how Christ explains that those who are his brothers and his mother, those who are his family, are the ones that hear the word of God and do it. And just before this saying in the gospel today, right before that in the gospel, he gives an explanation. He gives a parable of what it means to hear the word of God. And he uses it with the parable of the seed and the good soil. But it's also a parable not just about seeds and soil and about hearing the word of God. It in reality is also a parable about the battle that's going on for our souls in our hearts. He doesn't use examples of armies and generals and politics, but he uses soil and seed and growth as examples of what it means in this battle. Jesus teaches us that the word of God is life. It's life, and it's a life that is never forced on anybody. But rather, he waits for us to willingly accept it. So the question then becomes, will our hearts receive that seed that God has given us? Or will we allow the enemy to come and steal it from us? For everyone receives this seed, but very few actually guard it. The enemy sees this. Satan watches us. He looks at the fields of our hearts and waits to see, once our guard is down, to come and take it away from us. And this battle is true and rages around us every day that we live. If this battle for our souls and our hearts is real, then the question must follow, how do we become the good soil? How do we become the soil that that seed is planted in and can grow in this world so that our hearts do not grow hard? How do we make it good soil? We have to remember that to be good soil does not mean that we have nice and happy emotions. It's not emotional. Good soil requires good character, strict discipline, and true humility. We live in a time today where everything is in a rush. We're constantly rushing, and attention is very short. We have very short attention spans. Anyone that has Instagram or TikTok or Facebook go through it very quickly because our attention is very short. And as a result, we're rushing and we say we don't have time for anything. Even we say we don't have time to pray. But in reality, I think it's not so much we don't have time to pray. We don't have time that we're rushing all the time. But the truth is that we have lost the sense of silence. We live in a world today where silence is a taboo. We don't like it when there's silence. When we're driving, we have to have the radio on or some kind of music or talk show. When we are at home even, I've seen where we're at home and we have TVs on in the background just to make noise. When two people are sitting together and there's a silence, we don't like that. Somebody has to say something. We don't know what silence is anymore. And as a result, we don't know who God is. Because it is in silence that we see God, we hear God, and we feel God. And we don't have that anymore. Saint Isaac the Syrian says, "A soul that never enters silence will never enter depth." That is to say, the soul that does not know how to enter into silence does not know how to find God. And so we have to start by putting silence more into our lives. In order to do this and to become the good soil, we have to do some things. First, we need to put our phones away. Even if it's for 5 minutes a day, Put the phone in a drawer or in a cabinet or somewhere else so that we are not disturbed by it. We have to also begin our mornings with prayer, and as I often say, with prayer before we look at our phones. We should read the Bible out loud so that our ears hear the word of God, and it's not just in our heads. We should replace complaining, because we all complain, replace complaining with giving glory to God. No matter what the situation is, no matter what happens, we give glory for that. Because God will take that and transform it into a blessing. And we must learn how to fast, not just from food, but from noise and from vanity. We have to learn how to keep quiet. Good soil means that we also have to produce something. Seed that remains a seed is a waste, and it does nothing. But we must produce. We have to produce fruits. Not just temporary fruits that are here today and gone tomorrow, but the fruits that last for eternity. And Christ wants this from all of us. To do this, in our everyday lives, we have to do some of the following things that are very difficult for us. We have to learn how to forgive people who hurt us, and they don't ask for forgiveness. But we have to learn how to forgive those who hurt us. We have to show patience when we're irritated. We have to teach children how to pray before we teach them how to become rich and wealthy. We have to learn how to give alms to the poor instead of looking for praise from people when we do it. Meekness should be our answer when you have the right to be angry. We have to learn how to confess and go to confession so that the wounds that we have in our hearts and within us do not turn into scars that last forever. And we have to find those moments and those times when Christ wants us to pray, even if it's a short prayer. Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Even if it's that short, we have to learn how to be able to say that. St. Basil the Great says, a Christian must be a living vessel of Christ. We must show Christ to others in this world. They must see Christ within us. Because if we are able to do that, and we are able to produce food and produce fruit and produce goods that are glorifying God, then the devil cannot uproot us, because our roots will be so far down that it will be impossible for him to uproot us from that good soil. So God has planted his word in each of us, and we are not spiritually empty, but we are spiritually responsible. The only question then is whether we're going to guard that seed that Christ has given us and planted within us, or if we're going to allow the birds of distraction, of pride, of envy, and of anger to come and snatch them up from us. I ask that the Lord make our hearts not hard, but soft and good, so that that plant can take root and produce fruit, so that when he returns, he may see that fruit, and that he may be able to call us his brothers and sisters and his family, because we have done the work that we have been told to do. Amen. Amen.